The Doctrine of Trinity. If we want to approach the doctrine of the Trinity, we have to say from the very beginning that with the doctrine of the Trinity, we are describing something that cannot actually be described in words and cannot be understood with human reason. Just as we cannot explain or understand God, can we make the doctrine of Trinity comprehensible to the human mind? When we approach God, it is actually only possible in prayer. We can only observe God in awe, and prayerfully we are amazed at what it means that God the Father created the world, that Jesus Christ saved us, and that the Holy Spirit gives us faith. Meanwhile, however, we have to realize that our mind is limited and cannot grasp God. However, when people have tried to explain the incomprehensible logically, one has often gone too far. These misunderstandings have actually gone too far in two very different directions. One direction divorced God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit from one another as if they were three different gods. The artwork in our text can easily give reason to think that there are actually three gods, a kind of polytheism. On the other hand, however, it is also possible to go in another direction by merging the three persons, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in such a way that the three persons are no longer recognizable. According to this misconception, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit have no separate identity, but are mixed into the one God. The Bible repeatedly confirms, even in the New Testament, that there is one God. On the other hand, it also confirms that Jesus is God, as it confirms that the Holy Spirit is God. See the lectures on Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit for this. In doing so, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit remain different persons, but they are one in will and in essence. The Islamic criticism against Trinity. In Islam, it was simply assumed that Christians believe in three different gods. According to the teaching of Islam, it is unlawful to think of three gods. The Quran calls this shirk. According to Islam, this is the worst unbelief ever. Therefore, it would be better to disbelieve in God than to believe in the Trinity, according to Islam. So, in Surah 4, verse 116, it says, God does not forgive him for having three gods or other gods. Other than this sin, God forgives if he wants to. When one of them adds another god or other gods to the one God, he has concocted a mighty sin. At the beginning, however, it is to be said that the Quran does not know the Christian doctrine of the Trinity. In Surah 5, Muhammad even mistakenly thought that the Trinity included Mary. Surah 5, verse 116. And when Allah will say, O Jesus, son of Mary, have you spoken to men? Accept me and my mother as two gods beside Allah? In contrast to the doctrine of the Trinity, Tawhid is taught in Islam. This means the uniqueness of God. Tawhid is, so to speak, the Islamic foundation of the doctrine of God. It means that God is separated from the principle of creation. God alone has the essence of the divine, and the creation is strictly separated from everything divine. According to this teaching, people and worldly objects cannot have any part at all in God's nature. And when you add things from creation to God, you commit the worst sin of all. It is interesting, however, that in the Christian Bible, Old and New Testaments, God enters and participates in the history of mankind. This is so time and again. He appears to Moses in the burning bush in Genesis 3 verse 1 to 12. He even fought with Jacob in Genesis 32 verse 23. And he was in a white cloud leading the people of Israel in Genesis 13. In the Old Testament, we also find the wonderful promise, I will make my dwelling among you, Genesis 26, verse 11. Since Muhammad also used parts of the Old Testament, it becomes interesting when he quotes precisely those texts where God physically enters into world history. This is the case, for example, with Moses and the burning bush. Islamic scholars are still worrying about precisely these scriptural passages today. They ask themselves the question, how can God be in the burning bush at the same time as being the eternal God who reigns over all times? This discussion is also pertaining to the Quran. Since the 8th century, there has been an inner Islamic dispute about the question of whether the Quran was created or whether the Quran exists simultaneously with God from all eternities. Those who said that the Quran was not created had, so to speak, the cardinal Islamic problem. Namely, if the Quran were to have a share in God's eternity, it would then be part of God. Then one must consequently worship the Quran just as one would worship Allah. This dispute, which has not stopped until today, is about the basic problem: can God enter into world history? And would God lose a part of his divine majesty if he became human? In Islam, this question is answered vehemently with no. In Christianity, we are equally astonished by the question that God enters human history. But we answer this question vehemently with yes. God enters history. It is at precisely this point that we repeatedly reach the limits of comprehension. Above all, this becomes clear in the place where Jesus dies on the cross. Can God be so humiliated that he dies a human death? Yes, can God die at all? No, we cannot understand this. But we worship God's all-knowing power and wisdom and are amazed, and recognize that nothing is impossible with God. Yes, God can even humiliate himself, and can certainly also die the death of men. For nothing is impossible for God. When the Holy Spirit comes, we are equally amazed at God's action. This has already been the case on the first day of Pentecost. All the people were amazed that not only Jesus Christ has authority to work in the power of the Spirit, but also the completely normal disciples of Jesus were working with and through the power of the Holy Spirit. Later, the Christians were again amazed, for the Holy Spirit appeared not only among the Jews, but to all the nations. These are the facts that we can read in the biblical story and follow with adoration. The Trinity doctrine itself is not found in the Bible. That is why Islamic critics often say that the Trinity was an invention of Christians in the first 400 years after Christ. We can also argue that the teaching of Tawhid is nowhere in the Quran. Also, this word was invented only afterwards by Muslim scholars. In summary, the Trinity's doctrine is intended against the aberrations that had arisen during the time of the first church. In the Trinity, we state that God is one. But we also note that God himself is inseparably present in Jesus, just as he is inseparably present with the Holy Spirit. And yet God the Father is a different person than Jesus, and a different person than the Holy Spirit. We cannot understand how this is done. According to logical principles, it is also not possible that Jesus can die and at the same time be the eternal God. It is also illogical that we believe in a God and at the same time say that one God comes to us in Jesus and in the Holy Spirit. But this is the miracle of the Trinity. In Islam, Christians are criticized for having opened a doorway with the doctrine of the Trinity, so to speak, by which Jesus and the Holy Spirit are now added to God. According to their criticism, one could then declare everything to be God, just as it is in the case in polytheistic religions. But we Christians don't do that. That Jesus is God and that the Holy Spirit is God is not arbitrary. These are facts that we draw from God's revelation. We don't make everything God, but where God reveals himself to us and God shows himself, we accept and worship him. Again and again, we find that our salvation really depends only on the fact that it is really God who enters our history. A prophet or good man cannot save us from sin. Sin is so great that only God can take away this sin. That is what Jesus did on the cross. Similarly, when it comes to faith, we humans really cannot come to faith alone. God himself must already dwell in our hearts. He does this by this Holy Spirit coming to us.